A 1949 self-portrait by Frida Kahlo broke records this week when it sold for $34.9 million. That is the most money ever paid at auction for a work by a Latin American artist. NPR's Mia Estrada has more.
The crowd at Sotheby's is anticipating the next buyer of Frida Kahlo's self-portrait from 1949.
And I'm going to start the bidding here at $26 million, so $26 million, $27 million, $28 million now, $28 million, $29 million.
The portrait in question is called Diego y Yo, or Diego a Die. The auctioneer is giving a warning now.
For $31 million, last chance, it's Anna's bid at $31 million. Thank you very much indeed.
The historic moment happened on Tuesday night at Sotheby's Modern Evening Sale in New York. The painting was sold in just under 2 minutes. And though it might be small, the auctioneer called it one of the most important artworks by Kahlo to ever come to auction. It was completed 5 years before the Mexican artist died in 1954. The self-portrait of Kahlo shows tears flowing from her eyes. There's also a portrait of her husband, Diego Rivera, sitting above her eyebrows.
She has such a powerful gaze. She just stares at you and she just cuts through. And those three tears rolling down her cheek are just the most powerful tears I have ever seen in the history of art.
That was Ana de Stasi in a promo video released by Sotheby's. De Stasi is a director of Latin American art there. She said the portrait suggests intimate details of her marriage with Rivera, including an affair Rivera had with the actress Maria Felix the same year.
This completely destroys her.
The final sale of Diego y Yo at $34.9 million beat Kahlo's previous public auction record at $8 million. Diego y Yo also beat her husband's painting, The Riveras, which was the previous auction record for a piece of Latin American art. In a news release, De Stasi called the auction result the ultimate revenge.
A work like Diego y Yo is a once-in-a-lifetime picture. This is a landmark moment for modern art.
Kahlo's painting was sold to Eduardo F. Costantini for his private collection. Mia Estrada, NPR News.